It's so cool to see how many of you have tried Liquid IV because of this podcast. You know that if I'm up here podcasting or doing anything throughout the day, I'm trying to drink as much water as I can because I just feel better when I'm hydrated. Except sometimes water is pretty darn boring. And what I do is I add Liquid IV, and I swear to you, I look forward to it every single day. Not only do they have amazing flavors, but they have a brand new product that I know you guys are going to love. They just launched their newest line, the Energy Multiplier. So this is super exciting because there are so many times in the afternoon that I want to go grab that cup of coffee, but I know I just need more water. So it has roughly 100 milligrams of clean caffeine, and it's the perfect coffee replacement. It's an all-natural alternative to the processed energy drinks that a ton of people are drinking, and it has a sustained energy boost that you're going to feel throughout the day. So it has a premium matcha and green energy blend that tastes delicious, and it provides a lasting energy boost throughout the day. So it's going to give you that feeling of 1 to 2 cups of coffee, but without the crash. What I love the most, Liquid IV. It has a cellular transport technology, and it delivers an optimal ratio of nutrients for more efficient uptake. That means enhanced rapid absorption into the bloodstream, and it gives you a lasting energy boost fast. It also has clean ingredients, which is super important to me, non-GMO, vegan, and gluten-free, dairy, and soy-free. And super convenient packaging. So right now I'm traveling through the mountains, which is super dehydrating. And you know that Chris and I are drinking Liquid IV to make sure that we stay hydrated and feel good while we're traveling. Not only that, they're on a mission to change the world. They've donated 3.7 million servings in response to COVID-19. So Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code HAPPY at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code HAPPY at liquidiv.com. So go try it out now. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com, promo code HAPPY. But what I need you to remember is that if you focus on why you believe that you are here, you're going to become a stronger person, and you're going to be able to come from a place of strength instead of reaction.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I am on the road once again. I'm in the RV, not perfect conditions, not a perfect time. Chris just had to go take bananas out for a walk so that I could have even just a few minutes of quiet time in the RV to get some things done. So that's one thing I want to tell you, is a constant reminder that it is never a perfect time to start. Your circumstance will never feel perfect. It will always be chaotic. You guys, Chris and I recorded a podcast a couple of days ago for He Said, She Said, and it felt like the world's most giant shit show. I felt like there was like poor sound quality. The bananas was in the background. His collar was jingling. He was chewing on a bone and dropping a bone on a tile floor over and over. Like, it is not perfect. And you can apply that circumstance to your life. You know, is it your kids in the background? Is it you forgot to turn your notifications off on your computer, so things are dinging on important calls or on important recordings or on important Zooms or whatever that looks like? You just have to learn to let it go and come from a place where you're not so reactive. And there are some things that I am really seeing so clearly, that there are universal truths that if we follow them, you can have a good life
and you can feel like you're not a crazy person and anxious and upset over everything and feel like your expectations are being crushed all the time. There's so many different laws to this universe that I'm just watching unfold and how they all apply. And some of the laws that I've really been seeing recently are the law of patience and hard work and of releasing expectations and being really open to the idea that all of the no's are actually happening for you in order to protect you from a bad decision, right? And if you guys listened to my last podcast, I actually believe there are no bad decisions because they all teach you and guide you into your next best decision. So talking about what I just mentioned, I really feel like people don't understand the concept of faith and patience and how the breadcrumbs actually work. And what I've learned throughout my experience is that you're going to get these little breadcrumbs that are going to help you to get excited or stay excited about the path. And I think we're all waiting for these big wins all of the time. And what happens is sometimes the breadcrumbs are a small win, or they're getting you excited about something and they're not actually locked in, or they're not certain, or it's not actually happening, but there's people who express interest, or there's things that potentially open up for you. But let's say they fall through, right? Let's say one of those breadcrumbs you're so excited about falls through. Here's the thing about that, is that breadcrumb was just meant to get and keep you excited, to keep you in momentum and keep you in action. So even if it falls through, it was actually just something to say, hey, you're on the right path. You're getting some interest. Things are happening. Even though it didn't happen, I was there. It was there, meaning the breadcrumb or the opportunity or the thing you were excited about that fell through. I was there to keep you going and remind you, yes, this is exciting. This is fun. This may not be it, but this might be the breadcrumb that gets you to the next breadcrumb. So that's been a universal truth for me. There's going to be about 100 breadcrumbs all of the time that come along the path that look exciting, that could be the thing that could get you to the next thing. There's never one thing. It's a million little things, and all the breadcrumbs are meant to keep you excited and in momentum and to keep going. So where I see people really, you know, falling into this idea that they're not good enough, that they're unworthy, that maybe this isn't going to happen for them, is believing that every breadcrumb is supposed to happen. And that's simply not it. You need all of the breadcrumbs to make a freaking loaf of bread. And if we forget that, then you're never, ever going to actually see your vision come into reality.
Ladies, I am literally about to change your life. If you're anything like me, you're probably walking around with a really old ratty bra that fits good, but you're just not sure if you want to try to find another brand because you haven't had luck. That's exactly how I felt before I tried Third Love. It uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all day comfort and support. They have a perfect fit promise and they stand behind their products. So if you don't love it, you can exchange it and return it. And those exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. So what I did is I went online and I did the fit finder quiz. And within 60 seconds, they found my perfect fit. And I was totally shocked because I always thought that I was one size and it told me I was a different size. And I went with it and got my bras in the mail, and I am literally obsessed. I didn't actually know that I could have a fit like this. So you answer a few simple questions to find your size based on breast size, shape, and fit issues. So there's no substitute for comfort, you guys, especially when it comes to your bra. So really cool things that they do. They have details like memory foam cups, no slip straps, and scratch-free bands. So they also have a give back component, which you know I'm obsessed with. So they donate all of their gently used return bras to women in need, supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area and across the United States. And so far, they've donated over $20 million in bras. you guys. Not only are you going to support yourself, you're going to support other women. So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. Right now, they're offering all of my listeners 10% off your first order. So go to thirdlove.com/EYH now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 10% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/EYH for 10% off today.
So not every breadcrumb is meant to happen. It's just meant to keep you going. And a universal truth is time under tension, right? Talking about working out. If you guys are into health and fitness, I have a health and fitness background. I used to own a gym, used to train people, all of those things. And I can tell you that, you know, time under tension is the amount of time you're willing to stay, you're willing to keep your muscle under tension in order to grow. So there's a few different ways that you can build muscle, and time under tension is one of those. How long are you going to keep your muscle under tension for? It's not necessarily about the weight, but it's about going slow and keeping it under tension in order to build that muscle. And what I see a lot of, again, and this was so me, you guys, when I say this, this is just me talking to the old me. So I'm just hoping that you can resonate with the old version of me, and that I can speak to you from this place and say, hey, this is what it actually looks like. So going back to time under tension, how long are you actually willing to stay in that place of discomfort? Because that's the only way you're going to get stronger. So if every time you realize that you're wishing for that big dream, and you know this is a theme that I constantly drill into you, is if you're always asking for that dream and you're always asking for a sign and you get your sign in the form of resistance and you don't like how it feels, or that relationship is challenging you and you don't like how it feels, or you're getting the perfect, you know, thing showing up for you, but it's not in the way that you had hoped. Maybe it's a giant problem. Maybe it's, you know, fires that you have to put out and you're pissed off about it. Right? Just like this time right now in history, if you're pissed off about it, this is the gym. This is go time. This is where you're under tension and you get to grow. But it's not without having to realize that there's always a place inside of us where we can find peace. Does it mean that we're going to be in peace all the time? Hell no. The world is crazy right now. We don't know how to feel. A lot of times we feel like we are helpless. And that's something that can really take us down as well. But what I need you to remember is that if you focus on why you believe that you are here, you're going to become a stronger person and you're going to be able to come from a place of strength instead of reaction. So even when shit hits the fan, even when things go wrong, you're then going to realize that this could all be for you and you can take a moment. We don't have to react immediately, especially if we don't know how to react. And especially if you're just a person who's like, I'm going to go see what they're doing and that's what I'm going to do. And then that usually ends in something that you have to end up cleaning up later because it wasn't actually your truth and how you felt. So give yourself a minute, give yourself some time to react and or to take a moment to think of how you feel, to learn how you feel, to educate yourself, and to remember that you can come from that place where you're not reacting. And a lot of times it's easy to be really reactionary. I think that's a made up word, but it works really well, doesn't it? It might be a real word, but it's so easy to just react instead of respond. So if you can just take a minute, give yourself some time. Remember that this feeling is just visiting you. This is not actually who you are. Take a moment, find that peaceful place. You guys, I don't do anything without praying. And I'm just going to tell you straight right here, whatever you believe, you got to lean into that right now. I don't do anything without God, without spirit, whatever that is that you believe. I cannot do that without offering up all of my burdens and saying, you know what? This is a universal truth. Whether you believe in God or energy or whatever it is, it is not meant for you to carry these really, really heavy things. You need to ask for guidance. You need to ask for help. And you need to ask for these things to be taken from you, right? Like, I can't carry this today. I'm going to need you to take the wheel today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to feel it and I'm going to feel myself letting go of this thing. I'm going to feel myself letting go of this stress. I'm going to feel myself letting go of carrying this problem, this fear, this shame, this burden, this wishing I would have said something different, this not believing I can, that I, you know, can do it, this feeling like I can't believe I said that, or I can't believe how this went down, and playing that story over and over. Guess what? That is called disempowering yourself. That is called cutting yourself off from the grace of God, from energy. That is a choice of cutting yourself off. Don't do that to yourself. Let go of it. It's not meant for you. Yes, it happened. Maybe it wasn't awesome. Maybe it was your fault. Maybe it did look really dumb. We all do. We all make mistakes. We all say the wrong thing. We all feel like we've done something we can't come back from. And then you do. And that's how the glass expands. I'm going to end on this. I tell this story a lot. And it's about sitting in that fire. And somebody just reminded me of it, of how I had told the story, because it's just so true for my life. And I know it's so true for yours. And it's about if you want to actually expand. So if you're a glass jar, and the glass jar, you want to hold more in this jar. You're a nice thick glass jar, but you're smaller. You're a lot smaller than you wish that you were. And you're in a glass shop. And every day you watch all of these different glasses get blown into vases. You watch all of these different glasses get blown into this beautiful, huge, expansive bowl. And you're sitting on the shelf and you're wishing that you could hold more just like them. So you beg and beg and beg your glass maker to expand you. You want to be bigger. And finally, one day he says, okay, you get your wish, but you may not like it. You may not like how it feels to expand. And he puts you back in the fire and he keeps you there. And you're screaming and you're saying, maybe I don't want this. This doesn't feel good. This isn't for me. Maybe I can't do it. Maybe I'm unworthy. Maybe I'm not capable. And he says, you know what? This is what you wish for. I'm keeping you in the fire. This is how it has to happen. You have to stay in the fire until you can expand. So all of a sudden you start expanding and you're expanding and it hurts and you're wishing you were out of it and you can't believe how long it's taking. And all of a sudden you pop out and you look around and you realize that you're so much bigger and you can hold so much more. And that fire that you just sat in was the exact thing that you needed to expand. And that's exactly how it works. If you want to expand, if you want to grow, if you want that vision, you got to jump back in the fire. And it is so uncomfortable, but it's so worth it because you get to hold more than you could ever have imagined in your life. You get to see more, your perspective shift, and it's going to rock your world. You guys, I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.